Yesterday, a dramatic press release and press conference to announce the Cozzy Osco, a brand new concept in Australian racing and prize money boosts right across the state. CEO Racing New South Wales, Peter Vallandi. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Sean.
First of all, the prize money boost, we'll address those. What's the reaction been to that? I would imagine very positive.
Extremely positive, and especially the fact that we've concentrated on paying the money from 4th to 10th. So you can now run and at a Metropolitan meeting on a Saturday, and by running 10th, you get $3,500, which covers a lot of the owner's bill. And, you know, the objective was to defray owner's costs and make racing a little bit more affordable. So rather than concentrating with all, you know, the top three horses in the race, we've looked at all placings and we've put it from 4th to 10th. And a new initiative is we're paying part of that $3,500 directly to the trainer's account. So $1,000 of the $3,500 will be paid to the trainer as a prepayment for the owner. That will assist the cash flow of the trainer who pays all the bills, and that'll give him an improvement of $13 million or an improvement of $13 million a year in cash flow. It'll make the trainers viable. It will defray the owner's costs, and $26 million goes a long way.
It's got to be a big help to trainers, that cash flow coming through, because owners sometimes are either slow payers or got spiders in their pockets when it comes to paying bills.
Yeah, look, that is a problem. You know, in the commercial world, some people do pay slower than others, and it's unfair that the trainers are left with the bills. And they still have to pay the feed bills, they still have to pay the farriers, they still have to pay all those costs, and that puts pressure on their cash flow. This way, you know, they'll always be in credit because they'll be receiving this money for the horses that run from 4th to 10th, and it's $1,000. And we've followed the same philosophy through all the sectors. So at provincials, the increase means that for running 10th, you get $1,000, of which part of it goes into the trainer's account. And the same goes with the country. We're paying right down to 10th, and so from the 1st of September, for running 10th, you'll get $500, which, you know, is a big increase to the current level.
Peter, racing is a competitive sport. It's not a charity. But at the same time, $1,000, that sort of money, that's going to go a long way towards paying the weekly expenses of a horse. It's going to help keep owners in the game.
It becomes more affordable, and that's what we wanted to do. You know, so anyone can enter the racing industry, and as long as the horse can compete, it's affordable. You know, if you can run 10th on a Saturday and get $3,500, well, that pays a fair bit of your bill. So it becomes affordable for everybody, and it doesn't concentrate on just the top end of the industry. We want to make sure that the whole industry is looked after. State in Australia that pays the 1.5% for strappers. So the strappers are now will also receive commission for the horses running up to 10th. Jockeys are much better off because previously we only used to pay commissions to the top three or four horses. The jockeys now get commissions right down to 10th. So on a Saturday, they get an extra $150 on top of their riding fee for running 10th. So just for running 10th, I'll get $350 instead of $200, which is what the riding fee is. So we've concentrated on distributing the money to as many people in the industry as possible.
Peter, $24 million has been added. How's that money generated to go back?
Look, we have had a very good year in our race fields, which is what we charge to all the wagering operators around Australia that bet on New South Wales races. It's gone up substantially. It's gone up 19%. As you know, the New South Wales government has been a very strong supporter of racing, the Berejiklian government. They introduced parity. What that means is that we're paying the same tax as what they pay in Victoria. And that was implemented over a five-year period. So we're entering into the third or fourth year of parity, and each year the parity receipts increase because naturally as the tax is reduced to bring us in line with Victoria, we get more money. And all the revenue that we receive, we pay back to the participants. You know, our job is to maximise the income to the people that participate in racing in New South Wales. And that keeps the industry viable. And it's good for punters because punters want, you know, maximum fields. They want 12 horses per race. That's what gives them the maximum return, you know, and makes betting viable. So we get those fields up to 12, and we want to be able to provide punters with the best possible product.
Peter, is this going to help with the provincial fields? We've noticed over recent months they haven't been big fields at a lot of the provincial meetings.
Look, I think it will because, as I said, from the 1st of September, by running 10th, you'll get $1,000. So it's worth staying in your home track if you can get $1,000 for running 10th. And currently, they're only getting $400. So hopefully, that's going to assist the horses nominating for provincial races. And it's gone up from $30,000 per race, which is already high, to $35,000 a race, with that extra $5,000, the majority going from 4th to 10th.
It's almost self-generating in a way, because if this continues on the same spiral next year from the race fields and so forth, you get another 10-15% increase. It's probably the chance you'll be able to turn more back into prize money again.
Absolutely, and that's what we're hoping to do. You know, as I said, every time we get extra income, we want to give it as dividends back to the participants, and we want to maximise. So yesterday, the New South Wales racing industry participants got a massive increase in their income, and that's what we should aim for. And importantly, we wanted to defray the cost of participating in as an owner, and we're going to continue to look at ways of defraying the cost to owners to make it, to encourage them and to incentivise them to own a horse.
Now, the Kosciuszko, for a lot of people who may not be fully up to speed with this, is this basically almost the same concept, the Everest, for country horses?
It is exactly the same concept, with one big difference, is that the slot owner is a person who buys a ticket for $5 at a pub in New South Wales. This is a joint venture with the AHA and the TAB. So you go into a pub, you buy a $5 ticket, and you can buy as many tickets as you like. Then we will draw 12 lucky winners that have bought a ticket. That winner then has to select a horse to represent them in the Kosciuszko. Racing New South Wales will assist, because they will give them a list of the top 20 sprinters that we believe in the country. And then they have to then go and pick the horse they want to represent them and do a deal with the owner as to how they're going to share the prize money. So basically the punter becomes the selector of the field. So, you know, a punter from a pub in in Albury could be picking a horse that's going to represent him. He goes to the owner, does a deal. They may share the prize money 50-50. You know, and depending on the horse, if it's the highest rated horse in New South Wales, well, that adds intrigue too, because they may have to split the prize money a little bit different to ensure that they get that horse. So in itself, it'll generate publicity, because these 12 lucky winners become selectors of the richest country race in the world.
I would imagine you need to have watertight contracts, so there's no arguments after the event. Will Racing New South Wales assist with that?
Yeah, we have a template agreement, and it is a condition of the race that all parties must have an agreement, and there will be minimum conditions in that agreement, naturally, to safeguard both parties. But an important aspect of this too is that we're giving $130,000 to the drought-stricken farmers in New South Wales that are doing it very tough. So part of the ticket that is sold, a portion of it goes to the farmers that are doing it very, very tough. And if we sell more tickets than we budgeted for, well, the prize money may go up, but also the donation to the farmers will go up.
So at $5 a ticket, how many tickets are you estimating you'll sell at this stage, or budgeting on selling, Peter?
Well, we're budgeting on selling 200,000 tickets. So if we sell more than the 200,000 tickets, well, as I said, we then have a good problem, because we'll put it, so the prize money will go up, and the donation to the farmers will go up.
So just out of ticket sales alone, you'll generate $1 million.
That's right. And we're putting in the Racing New South Wales is putting in the rest. We're also very lucky to have Kosciuszko Pale Ale as our sponsor, Lion Nathan. They've been very good, and they love the concept. They love the fact that there's already a beer called the Kosciuszko Pale Ale, and they're right behind it. And look, this has enormous potential. It's a unique concept, and who knows where it could go from here.
Is this the first time this Kosciuszko concept has been done anywhere in the world?
I believe so. I haven't seen it, you know, I could stand corrected, but I've never seen it anywhere before. And look, this is a concept that was developed by one of our publicans, actually, a guy called Pat Gurr, who came to us. We always wanted to run a $1 million country race, and we were looking at the ways of funding it. And we approached the AHA to become our partner in it. And, you know, we had a number of meetings, and this is the concept that came up.
I would imagine all good positive feedback. Have you had any negative?
No, not at this stage, but, I mean, there's always negativity in anything you do, so you've got to expect some negative, but I can't see how anyone could be negative, because, you know, we've concentrated on distributing this money as to as wide a amount of people as possible. But as you said, and we have to always have to remember, this is a competition sport. You have to compete against others in order to get that money, and that's never going to change.
Yeah, well, no other sport hands it out, do they? You have to compete everywhere, and that's what it all boils down to.
Absolutely. You know, in life, you get what you put in.
Now, for the punters concerned, for a $5 ticket, what sort of prize do you reckon, just as a guesstimate, a punter who buys one $5 ticket, flukes getting a slot, gets the winner of the Kosciuszko, I mean, ballpark, what sort of money could that $5 turn into?
Between $300,000 and $400,000 is what they can win. But I think it's more than that. It's a life-changing experience because you're going to be at one of the world's richest race meetings at Royal Randwick on October. Not only to witness your horse going around in the Kosciuszko, but be there for the world's richest race on turf, the Everest. And it's going to be the biggest day in racing in New South Wales and I believe in the future, everywhere. So and New South Wales has now really got an event in the Everest that we should all be proud of and get behind. And one day it will be bigger than the Melbourne Cup.
It was interesting yesterday. I did a bit of a ring around of trainers. And one comment that came through from a few in the country area said, good for morale was one of the things that kept coming through, that it's good. And what a thrill for an owner to think I could have a runner in a $1 million race, because you never know what's going to walk into the stables.
That's right. And what an incentive you've got if you're a country trainer. You know, I'm sure a lot of owners are going to look at, you know, buying a sprinter in the future, which, you know, helps those country trainers get more horses. And not only do we have the Kosciuszko, we've got the country championships. You know, there's $150,000 heats in each region and a $500,000 final. The other thing we've done is we've increased the highway race in the metropolitan tracks to $75,000. So, and that's only for country horses. So every week, a country horse can compete for $75,000 in prize money. We've also introduced $40,000 maidens in the country area for horses only domiciled in the country. We really have looked after the country sector more than any state in Australia, and we'll continue to do so. But we can't take our eye off the provincial and metropolitan, and these prize money increases have certainly concentrated on those two sectors.
No chance you can make that highway prize money retrospective, Peter? Wind it back to a year or so ago?
There's a few people that wanted that, Sean, but I wish I could.
Never mind. It's fantastic prize money. It really is. I've got Jenny Graham about to join me, Cameron Crockett as well. We'll get their take on it. Thank you very much for your time. That's explained it. There it is. People can make up their own mind, but at this stage, I can't see too many issues where people would be saying it's a bad move. It's a good move.
Look, I think it's a good move for trainers in particular, because getting that prepayment into their accounts to assist them in paying their bills and having that cash flow will make a lot of trainers' businesses a lot more viable.
Yeah. Terrific. Peter, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.